This is Christine Williams welcoming you to the 326th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday the 3rd of December 2020. Any views expressed and information provided, including any from websites and social media, are the responsibility of the originators and not of TNT's officers and trustees. We start as usual with the news, and this month's news team is led by a new editor, TNT Chairman Paul Suthers. All items are taken from the Hebden Bridge Times and Todmorden News, unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled as usual by Peter Gibson, and starts with a special Christmas quiz from John Hodgson, with questions set by John and his wife, Elizabeth. We then hear a Chairman's Christmas message from Paul, followed by the first part of an Innocents Abroad series of talks by John Hodgson, and some poems for Christmas from Glenys Halliday. Next, Christine Ward brings us more tales from Mick Fitzpatrick, who spent 40 years behind the brush, and who Christine last interviewed 12 years ago. We then have an item repeated from 2012, Good King Wenceslas, and it's another one from much-loved TNT contributor Jean Anker. After that, we have another poem from Glenys, followed by the first part of a series of interviews by Christine Ward that we first brought to you on the Talking Newspaper in 2014. It's a series of travelogues by local character Ian Coates, who used to run the garage at Whiteley Arches, but became an intrepid round-the-world traveller on his motorbike after retirement. Finally, John ends the magazine section with the answers to the Christmas quiz. For this month's InfoSpot section, Paul Suthers has selected the following items from the TNF Soundings website. New Accessible TV Guide, 2021 Diaries and Calendars, Using Senses with Vision Loss, Partially Sighted Society Jigsaws, and Making Museums Accessible. But now it's time for the news, which has been produced this month by Kevin Emmett from recordings made in our own homes by Ian Booth, Annie Holling, Jonathan Ryland and me, plus a new reader who we're pleased to welcome this month, Susan Worthington. So now here's the first item.